This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. We'll get back to the economic news. I don't know why I got distracted with this. In case you're just now joining us, I'll get to economic news in just a few. I'm telling a story about getting Giardia and, you know, my parasite life. Why? Because Whoopi Goldberg says we all have poopy days.
I don't care if he's pooped his pants. I don't care if...
So let's talk about that. I'm not going to give you the backstory. If you missed me doing all the lead up to this, go download the podcast, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. You'll enjoy it. Now, we're in the mountains. I'm doing mule packing with the Marine Corps, and we're learning how to pack mules, how do you pack them safely, that's good for the animal, take care of them, everything else. At the end of this, we have to do a final exercise where we go into the mountains with the mules. You pack them up, all your food, all your water, your weapons, everything you need goes onto the mule. You pack it right and into the mountains you go, and you're going to, I'll just say camp. You're going to go camping. You're going to go camp for 4 or 5 days. So we head off into the mountains. I'm not leading this. I'm a very young Marine at the time. I think I was a private first class or a Lance Corporal. I was very young. I was very, very young. Yeah, Chris, low down. I was 20, I think. I was young. So I'm not in charge of anything. The guy who is in charge of the mule packers, he, just because they put him in charge of the mule packers and just because he knew how to pack mules, didn't necessarily mean he knew how to work his way through the mountains. The mountains can be a very confusing place, figuring out where you are. You can get lost very easily. He gets us lost in the mountains. Now, I'm not panicking, not worried about it. I've lost my way in the mountains before. It can be a little intimidating, but if you keep your head on your shoulders, you'll figure out a way out of there. I'm surrounded by infantry Marines. We're going to be just fine. It's not a big deal. But what is a big deal is we're running out of food. That's not ideal, but okay, you can get through that. What is a very, very big deal, though, is we're running out of water. We don't have enough water. So I let him know, hey, we're running out of... He was a sergeant. I'd run him out of water. I said, hey, sergeant, we're running out of water. We need to get some water. And he hands me these big water jugs. And he said, well, it's no big deal, Kelly. Just go fill them up in that stream right there. And, you know I'm going to voice my opinion, especially if it's a situation that might become dangerous. I'm going to voice my opinion, Marine Corps or not, low ranking or not. So I let him know, sergeant, the stream water, we can't just dip these things in there. Do you have any water purification? Surely you have water purification, because we can't just pull water out of the stream and drink it. and he just abused me up and down. I know what I'm doing, Kelly. I think I know more than you. Just destroyed me. Just go fill up the water tanks. Okay, well, look, it's still the Marines. Doesn't matter how opinionated I am. It is what it is. If he doesn't have any water purification tablets and we're not boiling anything up here, then okay. So I and me and a couple other guys, we take the jugs down, we fill the jugs up, and as we try to work our way out of the mountains, what are we drinking? Jugs full of mountain stream water. Now we get back, we finish mountain warfare training, and 3 or 4 weeks later, like I said, Giardia lies dormant. We are back in 29 Palms, and it's the summer. We're doing a field op. We're out in the field doing a big shoot, and we have to hump back to base. I think it was a 10-mile hump, if I remember right. And it's 120 degrees outside. Already, everyone's dreading the hump. You got to hump when it's cool out. It's brutal. At 120 degrees, when you've been busting your butt the whole time, whew, that can be a rough hump, right? You're going to test your manhood on that hump. I'm doing the shoot. We have a couple minutes back on our packs, and it feels like I swallowed a bunch of midgets and they're stabbing me in the stomach all of a sudden. I'm trying to put this as nicely as possible because I realize some people may be heading home to eat dinner and there are kids listening. It's not as if I had to go. The normal, oh, I guess I better get home type thing. It was the, you're about to go now, whether you want to or not, and you are in physical agony. And so it begins. And I will skip over all the details. Just know, over the next few hours, in 120 degree heat, I was in really, really, really bad shape. It finally got so bad that our doc, our corpsman, he notices that I look half dead and we're about to go on our hump. This is one of those times in life, and there's been many of these, where I believe God looked out for me. I believe he saved my life, to be honest with you, because there is no way I was going to bow out of this hump. You don't do that in the Marines, and you definitely don't do it in the infantry. I'm too tired. I'm too sick. Get your freaking pack on and go home. You can't look like a wuss in front of your buddies, and so I was going to throw that pack on and try. I would have never made it. What happened from there? I don't know. But I could hump pretty well. I was never going to make that hump. I don't know if I would have made a mile. I was never going to make it. I had no water left in my body. I had no food left in my body. My eyes were hollow. My doc pulls me aside and jabs an IV into me. He said he'd never seen someone take down an IV bag that quickly. So I drain it immediately. Pulls it out. Jams another one in there. What, Chris? What? Oh, this is before the sea urchin, Chris. Anyway, he jams another IV into me. I drain that one too. He jams another one. I take down 3 IV bags. In medical terms, I was drier than a popcorn fart. I had no water in me. They scramble. Now they're panicking because now I'm running a fever. They throw me in the back of a Humvee and race me into the base hospital. Base hospital doesn't know what's going on. But they have to do some tests on me. They finally do some tests on me. The tests come back for me and almost everyone else who was in Mule Packers. We all tested positive for Giardia, and we had to be quarantined to our rooms. And that is a parasite story. So I hear you, Whoopi. I know what it's like to have a poopy day. I have been there myself. A lot of Americans are having poopy days right now. A lot of them. And there's a reason for it. Business bankruptcies jump 34% in the first half of 2024. And you have Jerome Powell out there saying things like this.
Back in February, you were on 60 Minutes and you said the U.S. budget deficit, the national debt are unsustainable. Do you still view that the U.S. is on an unsustainable fiscal path?
I do. I tried to be clear that the level of the U.S. debt is not itself unsustainable, but the path that we're on is unsustainable, and I think that is not controversial.
We're losing businesses. We're losing small businesses. And it's not just that we're losing these things. The government, because of government spending and money printing, What they're doing with every new trillion they blow is they're building a wall between us and solutions. I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and what he told me was he thinks in a way they're setting up Trump for a disastrous 4 years if Trump wins. And I said, wait, what? What are you talking about? And they laid it out. They essentially said, well, the fundamentals of the economy are not only bad because they won't stop spending and doing all the things they're doing, they're essentially blowing up the foundation piers of it. So it doesn't matter who takes over. They very likely are going to walk into a debt and inflation bomb they can't do anything about. I realize we all need inflation to go down. We're all watching businesses close. Small business closures are up 61% now. It's really, really bad. Big businesses, bankruptcies jumped 34% for just the first half of this year. So we know that things are bad now. The fundamentals are terrible now. But they're preventing us from ever going back with this endless spending and borrowing and spending and borrowing and spending and borrowing. And they continue to lie through their teeth about all the reasons behind it.
Food prices are still too high because of corporate greed. We're in a situation where rents are too high. We need more housing. A whole range of things we're going to get done with your help in the second term.
Food prices are too high because of corporate greed. So we're in this rocky economic situation, and we have dirty lying communists in charge who are not only not trying to fix it, it appears as if they're trying to make it all worse. And of course, that is what they're trying to do. I really do think there is a rocky economic future out there. And speaking of lies, let's talk a little bit more about this, because we're talking about the 2025 and the world of make-believe these commies live in. Let's touch a little bit more on that next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, talking about lies. And yes, I understand what happened with the SAVE Act a little while ago. I haven't gotten into it yet. We'll talk about it here in probably 10 minutes. I'll address this whole SAVE Act thing that Democrats voted against in the House. Before we get to that, let's get back to this world of make-believe, because I said something earlier in the show, and I'm going to repeat myself because it's very true. You have the curse of seeing things clearly. And when you live in a corrupt, rotted culture, believe me, that's a curse. You see the problems. You know what it takes to solve the problems. The people in charge don't seem to realize what you realize. And so your life is going to be frustration with your politicians and the norms and normas. That's your burden. That's your cross to bear, because you see things clearly. Set you aside. I'm not talking about you. Norma, I know I hit the microphone, Chris. I don't even think it made that. It didn't hit it that hard. I talk with my hands, Chris. Anyway, Norm and Norma, they live their lives. You know how you can see everything? They live their lives in a fog, a very, very, very thick fog. I'm not talking about card-carrying Democrats. This applies to many Republicans. This is the norm in your life, the Norma in your life. Someone who goes to work, probably has a family, maybe coaches Little League on the weekends, watches football, goes to church on Sunday, lives a very bread and butter, normal American life. But right now, while you're listening to the sound of my voice, he's watching the Mets. That's what he does. He's just a normal. He's not political. I don't like politics. He says things like that. But the problem for Norm is, because he doesn't seek out the truth, and we live in a culture built on lies, if you don't seek out the truth in a culture built on lies, then the best you can hope for is to stumble on it from time to time. So he lives in this thick fog. He's walking up the street. It's a super thick fog. And he can kind of make out a car there. I guess that's a little bit of the truth. And he may eventually trip on the curb. He may stumble on the truth. Oh, whoa, it's a fire hydrant. I found one. He may run into the truth by accident from time to time. That would be his conversations with you when you tell him what's up. But for the most part, he lives his life in a fog. He has a vague idea of the world around him, but he's really quite lost. And then there's your liberal Aunt Peggy, the average American Democrat. If you are a Democrat, you consume lies at all times. You watch movies. Everything in the movies today is framed around your sick demonic worldview, and they reinforce your lies. So when you go to the movies, lies. When you turn on the news, lies. When you listen to your politicians, lies. When you go to school, whether it's grade school or universities, lies. Lies over and over and over and over and over again. If you do not believe me, go look at a poll at how many Democrats in this country still believe Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election. And I have a spoiler for all you commies hate listening. That is one of those things that has been debunked 1,000 times over. Even prominent Democrats have had to admit publicly that entire story was an invention. It was all made up. And Democrats across America, coast to coast, believe it to be a fact. Because if you are a Democrat, you live in a world entirely of make-believe. Everything you believe, it's not just a little bit wrong. It's black and white wrong. You believe things are up when things are down. You believe things are left when things are right. You believe the sky is green when everyone else normal can see the sky is blue, because you consume things like this.
How is the world safer with President Biden?
Because he prioritizes alliances and partnerships. That is a great question, and I'm glad you asked it. And this week will show that. Unlike others, he doesn't demean them. He doesn't insult them. He doesn't cast them aside. He is investing in alliances and partnerships.
That's what your liberal Aunt Peggy says when she walks in. Does she know what any of that means? She has no idea. She lives in a world of make-believe. Why do they need Biden's transcripts from the deposition? It was accurate. Listen to the attorney general.
There's been an allegation that the transcripts might have been altered in some way. Is there any truth to that allegation?
There's no truth to that. The senior career official in the department, in a declaration he filed under oath, stated that he had compared the audio to the transcript, and that it is an accurate transcript is accurate with the exceptions of us and ahs and repetitions of words like I and ant. And he
the transcript is totally accurate. It's especially if you don't count all the things we eliminated from it. So Joe Biden sat there forever. They deleted everything where he repeated himself, deleted all the us and ands. And other than that, it's totally accurate. If you are a Democrat who watches CNN, you go to a government school, you've been to a government school your entire life, you then go off to a government college, you now live, work, and worship in a blue city. And who am I kidding? You don't worship anything. But you live and work in a blue city. You live a lie, and you have no idea. Everything you believe is a lie. Everything. And it's a lie designed for sheep like you. You understand that? They know who their audience is. It's dumb people like you. All the commies hate listening. You're the moron all this stuff was built for. I want you to know that, all right? Speaking of morons, I was going to avoid this, but let's talk about it. The SAVE Act. Every Democrat but 5 just voted to let illegals vote in an election. Nah, we knew they were going to do that. Let's set that aside. Let's talk about language. Selling something horrible. Let's dig into that in a moment. Before we do that, let's sell something wonderful. How about rough greens? How about the gift of having your dog live longer? Does that sound something appealing to you? You ever had to put a dog down? I have. That's not one of the better days, is it? It's freaking horrible. That's probably, if you have a dog now, probably a day you'd like to push out as far away as possible. And the years you do have with your dog, wouldn't you like him to be healthier? Those hip problems. Oh, he doesn't move anymore. His coat's getting dull. His breath smells like a landfill in South Africa. Does that sound appealing to you? Well, Rough Greens is an all-natural nutritional supplement you pour on your dog's food. You will see differences in your dog. Digestive system, coat, breath, energy level, and your dog will live longer. How about that? Free Jumpstart trial bags. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on Wednesday. Don't forget, you can email the show love, hate, death, threats, email whatever you want to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, all right, let's touch on the SAVE Act. You already knew what the deal was. The SAVE Act was a Republican piece of legislation in the House that guaranteed illegals will not be allowed to vote in federal elections, because in many states right now, like Illinois, if you get a driver's license, they're going to register you to vote if you check the box saying you're an American citizen with no verification at all. So House Republicans said, hey, here's a bill. Let's not let illegals vote. They just voted on it, and all but five Democrats voted against it. The Democrat position in the United States of America is that illegals should vote in elections. Now, none of this is surprising you. You already knew all this. Jewish producer Chris grabbed a couple bits of audio because a bunch of Democrats got up on the House floor today to speak. Now, before you play it, Chris, I want to say this. I want to prepare you for what you're about to hear. It's going to be a bunch of standard racist, misogynist, Jim Crow crap, but get past that. Get past all that. What are you actually hearing? Well, what you're hearing is a sales job. What being a politician really is, or any kind of a cultural leader or anything like that, everyone's in sales on some level. If you're a dirty communist, if you're a Democrat, what do you really want? Everyone in this audio, I should say, that you'll hear, what do they really want? Well, they want to destroy the United States of America. They don't believe this country is good. They believe it's evil. That's part of the reason they want the border open. Everyone in the world should be able to come loot and pillage this place and rape its women, because America is an evil, horrible place that deserves to burn. That's how the communist thinks now. That's how the communist has always thought. But these people also need to get elected. They do. They do need people to vote for them. And contrary to popular opinion, every election isn't stolen. Yeah, they cheat in elections, of course. Yeah, of course, the illegals are going to vote in elections. And all these things are true, but every election isn't stolen. These people you're about to hear, they need a lot of norms and normas to go in and vote for them. But if you're a demon who wants to burn down the country and kill everybody and rape all the women, how do you sell that to Norm and Norma? What? How could you possibly package such a horrible plan in such a way that won't freak out Norm and Norma? Well, you find a way to appeal to their values. You take something awful, evil, despicable, and you just lie about it and massage it and sand it down in such a way that Norm and Norma, even if they can't bring themselves to support what you want, they'll be less willing to oppose what you want. That's what you're about to hear with these people.
Only citizens can vote for the United States Senate. Only citizens can vote for the presidency of the United States. So this extreme MAGA Republican voter suppression bill is not designed to solve any problem on behalf of the American people. It is designed to jam people up and prevent Americans from voting. The extreme MAGA Republican voter suppression
bill. This bill is essentially a poll tax, because I am not aware of a single proof of citizenship document that does not cost an individual money to get it, unless we are requiring every state to provide one for free, and then it's an unfunded mandate. This is the 2024 version of the Jim Crow poll tax.
And to advance it, John Lewis didn't give up, and neither will we. Mr. Speaker, House Republican so-called SAVE Act is a dangerous, anti-democratic bill that has no place on this floor.
Hypotheticals. It is under attack right now, right here with this very bill. Republicans want to throw up barriers because when people vote, they lose. Let me be clear. They don't want you to vote. They don't want to hear black voices, brown voices, LGBTQIA voices, young voices. Our fundamental access to our democracy is being politicized.
We got it. So even if you're not going to sign on for illegals voting, because even a lot of older Democrats, that's kind of too far for them. I'm an older union Democrat. I don't like Republicans, but I don't want illegals voting. So even if you're one of those people and you're not really signing on for illegals voting, they can shame you into shutting up about it. Well, after all, are you MAGA? Are you one of these extreme MAGAs? Are you, what did that one lady say, Chris? Are you Jim Crow? I bet you're pro Jim Crow, aren't you? You hate gays and black people and brown people, and it is extremely effective. And let me clarify, I don't believe it's effective on you. That's not what I'm saying. So don't email me and say, Jesse, that would never work on me. It's not supposed to work on you. Democrats very, very smartly never, ever, 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 ever campaign trying to appeal to their mortal enemies. That's what Republican losers do all the time. They'll find the demographic that hates them, and they'll bend over backwards and forwards trying to appeal to somebody who's never going to vote for them at all. Democrats are much, much smarter politically. You are an informed American. You're an individual thinker. You are somebody who believes in rights, freedom, guns, things like that. They're not going to waste a single second talking to you. They don't care about you at all. Set you aside. This is for your Norm and Norma. The Norm in your life, your brother. I don't care about politics. You see that home run? You're the Norma in your life. Oh, you're so worried about all that gay stuff. We just got back from Disney. Look at the necklace that the tranny Cinderella put on my son Aiden. That's who this is for. Because that person, even if illegals voting in federal elections might make them uncomfortable, that person doesn't want to be associated with Jim Crow? I'll just stay quiet about it because I don't want to be labeled as a Jim Crow racist. That's why they use the language they use, and that's why you're Norm and Norma. That's why they get uncomfortable talking about politics. The communist purposely makes politics uncomfortable to keep Norm and Norma shut up about the whole thing, to keep them quiet about the whole thing. They just need good people to shut up and stay home long enough for them to complete the revolution. In the end, as all things, this is just about the revolution. As we've talked about before, in fact, let's dive into it right now. For decades, the leaders of the West, every Democrat and most of the Republican leadership, for decades, they have viewed the patriotic American citizen as an annoyance, as a burden, a speed bump, holding them back, slowing them down from implementing their wonderful plans that will save us. And so for decades, they have tried to flood their nations with people who can be bought much more cheaply than you can be bought, who aren't going to cry about the Second Amendment or First Amendment or anything else. Here's a $2,000 Visa card and a room at the Marriott. Hey, Pepe, you voting for me this November? The plan was always to have them vote because the plan has always been the revolution. Keep Democrats in power forever. Burn down the American system, the economy, healthcare, education system with endless floods of third world hordes. And right now they're on the cusp of it. Did you think they were going to stop these people from voting? The whole plan was these people voting. Evil, yeah. But I got a couple numbers for you. Dig into those to kind of reflect what I'm talking about. Here's another number for you. $11. Not a ton of money, is it? And I'm not being dismissive of $11. $11 can make a real difference anymore. But you know what $11 to Tunnel to Towers does? They ask for 11 bucks a month. $11 to Tunnel to Towers provides for widows and orphans. When Dad gets up one day, throws on his state trooper uniform, hugs his kids, kisses his wife goodbye, asks what's for dinner when he gets home, and he never comes home. Where does that family, how do you even try to put your life back together? Well, I don't know, but I know Tunnel to Towers is there providing homes, so at least that burden is off them. That's what your $11 a month does. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly, back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, what is with that music? What was that? It's a corrido? Who is he? I don't know. What? It's Mexican music? That's not Mexican. That's the New Year's song. Don't give the Mexicans credit for our song, Chris.
Buenas tardes.
There's no... What? No, that's not a Mexican song. Get out of here. My buddy Luis is telling me he always references these Mexican singers. I'll show up at his house to hang out, and he's got some Mexican music playing back there, and it's some guy, you know, singing. It sounds like this.
Ay, ay, ay.
Sounds something similar to that. And I've always asked, dude, what are we listening to? And he'll always drop the name of some guy as if I'm supposed to know who that person is. Oh, I can't believe you've never heard of Nacho Gonzalez. No, I haven't freaking heard of Nacho Gonzalez. What are you talking about? And he acts like I'm supposed to know. Either way, let's go back to talking about the economy. Speaking of nachos, we were talking about the economy being, well, the country. It's more than the economy, the country. Taken from the hands of the citizen on purpose. All Western nations are going through this. Flooding. The Western leaders are flooding their country with as many illegals from across the planet as they possibly can to try to crowd out, snuff out, and ultimately stomp out the patriotic citizen. Make sure your voice can never be heard. You see it everywhere.
We just had 1,000 Africans show up in the community.
Mauritanians from West Africa finding their way to Cincinnati.
But 100 came to our doors last Friday, and we're wiped out of food. We don't know where they're from. We don't know how to communicate with them. And it created quite an issue for us.
This population is finding its way to Cincinnati from a new route posted on TikTok and WhatsApp. An immigration loophole in Nicaragua allows relaxed entry requirements and makes a low-cost visa available for purchase without proof of onward travel.
Because they're smuggled illegally. So they're illegal from that country to the U.S. southern border. They travel all the way. They go into Turkey, then Colombia or El Salvador or Nicaragua, you name it. Then they make their way to our southern border.
All facilitated by the federal government, facilitated by you and me and our tax dollars. The federal government is facilitating the invasion of the United States of America to crowd you out, to rip your country from your hands. And so when you hear things like this, it's not playing, but either way, that was a, Chris, that was supposed to be a montage. I had it all. Chris, I had this smooth as butter transition set up where Biden was going to do, he was talking a montage about adding jobs and stuff like that. And then the stupid soundboard didn't work. I'll play this until you play the right one. I'll just
shovels
sit here
on
all
the ground, cranes in the air, factories opening, all those jobs, meaning we recreated.
We've created more than 12,000 brand new jobs in 2 years. That's more than any president of American history has created in 4 years.
That means overall, we've created more jobs in 2 years than any administration has created in the first 4 years. And I think all this matters. It's no accident.
Our economy has created 10.
Headline: Biden economy is creating zero jobs for native-born Americans. Native-born Americans since 2018, negative job growth. All the millions and millions of jobs have been handed over to the people they brought into the country, the entire country, the job market, education system, each and every bit of it being torn from your hands and handed to people who are, well, their loyalties can be bought cheaper than yours. You see, a citizen, you are a citizen. Granted, we have moved far away from our founding and we've lost our way in many ways, but as a citizen, you have a kinship with this country. You have roots in this country, however far back they may go. And so you are more emotionally invested in this country and the things that happen here. It's no different than, you know what? Remember that one email we read? You're never going to remember this. I don't know why I remembered it, but we got an email one time. I'm sure they're listening now. It was from this couple. They had inherited a home from, I believe it was his father, from their parents who passed, they had inherited a home. And this is a home, if I remember correctly, the father had built with his bare hands. He built this home. And you remember it, don't you, Chris? And they grew up. As a child, he grew up in that house, or she grew up in that house. I forget who wrote the email. And then dad passed away, parents passed away, handed the home back to them. And they were in a really, really, really bad financial situation. Essentially, they were barely making the bills, barely keeping their head above water. And he wrote in an email saying, hey, I don't know what to do. My dad built this house with his bare hands. I can't sell it. I can't sell it. I need money, but I can't sell the home. I can't do it. Now, would you have even the slightest amount of hesitation to sell a home that, let's say, you moved into last year? If you were all of a sudden hard up financially, you couldn't pay the car bill, the kids didn't have shoes for school, you couldn't make ends meet. Oh, of course. Throw the for sale sign in the lawn right now. I don't give a crap about this home. We got a downgrade. Maybe we're going to an apartment. No big deal. When it's the home your freaking dad built with his bare hands, now you are tied to that home in emotional ways. That is the difference between a citizen of this nation, whether you earned your citizenship or whether you were born into your citizenship. You feel a kinship roots to this country that make you uniquely invested in the prosperity of this country, in the future of this country, because this country is yours. Like I said, either you immigrated here legally and earned your citizenship and you remember the day you put your hand on the Bible, and or you were born into it and your parents talked about it and you remember 4th of July with fireworks as a kid and you remember learning about America, you're invested. But if you just freaking got here from Tajikistan and you're staying at a New York City hotel enjoying the pupusas down in the lobby every night, are you really stressed about November? Do you really care that much about any of this stuff? Of course you don't. You just freaking got here. And that's why they want more of them and fewer of you. You and your emotional investment in America. You're such a freaking bother. They need some other people who aren't quite as invested. That's the deal. Now, let's move on and do some emails. Before we do some emails, let's do you. I should have put that differently. Let's talk about natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Let's make you better. That's what I meant when I said to you, whatever. Let's make you better. All right. Let me tell you about Chalk Lit Powder. So it's packed full of vitamins and minerals. One of the things I started to do a long time ago that I've found made my life better, my day better, was as soon as I get out of bed, I take a glass of water and I down the whole thing. Makes a huge difference in your day. Just gets the body going, gets all the organs lubed up and ready to roll. Do this. Pour a scoop of Chalk Lit Powder in that water. Add some vitamins and minerals, and dang, it's the best way to start your day. Chalk Lit Powder, along with all the other natural herbal supplements they have, huge discounts on subscriptions for the lifetime of the subscription. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse, or call them or text them, 50CHOQ3000. We still have an hour left. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.